That sounds good. Sounds better than me. Well, they say the voice is going to come back better and better every week. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think everybody is. Keep exercising it.
We get comments from a lot of our listeners that, gosh, Rosie sounded good. And, you know, we hear you talk every day, and I just keep thinking, man, I don't notice a difference. And then I was looking through some archive. I was listening through some archives trying to find some information we had covered in the past, and it was one of the first broadcasts you were back on. I thought, ooh.
I was trying to make it back on.
We let him on like that? You really are getting stronger.
Oh, man. Well, okay, so we're talking how to make that back patio more comfortable so you can enjoy it all summer long. And one of the first things I forgot to talk about is never buy a house where the back patio isn't facing north.
Yeah, it's you get that southwest facing back patio. Oh, man, it's hot back there.
That takes a whole new level of shade protection. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that when I bought my house that I'm in, and we've been in the house 30 years, and the back patio faces exactly due west. And you have to protect yourself from that area becoming a heat sink. So we were talking about shade sales a little bit ago and how I don't encourage homeowners to do those as a do-it-yourself project. Another thing you can do is roll down shades. And these roll down, quite frankly, at my house, they roll down in May. and they're down until about Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they come on bungee cord anchors. They go down to about 8 inches above the ground, and they bungee cord elastic so that in a breeze, they have a little give to them so they won't tear, but they're not free flying everywhere.
And flapping around. We see that too, where, you know, people put those do it theirself roll down, but they don't think about, you know, I get a little breeze here. I need something to anchor that down. So that couple of bungee cords and some anchors on the ground's a great way to deal with that.
Makes all the difference in the world. Now, I'll tell you, I haven't figured this out yet, but someday I'm going to. When we're going to do a barbecue on the back patio with this west-facing, and our patio's deep. I don't think 16 feet is too deep. 14 feet, the very least, 12 feet gets crowded really, really fast. So 14, 16 feet. Lower these shades that are to due west. You now have almost a four-sided enclosed outdoor screen room. And then you take your hose and you wet those shade screens. And if there's some way I could figure out how to do that without creating an unbelievable maintenance nightmare. Mm-hmm. I mean, it cools that back patio off 15 to 20 degrees.
Oh, yeah. I've been back there after you've done that, and it's about like an evaporative cooler that you've created.
It is. It's absolutely delicious, very passive. But that would age the screen so fast and create a hard water problem so quickly that you'd be creating a huge maintenance nightmare. So I do it with a hose occasionally, but I haven't developed that automated system yet. But what we then do is we think about, okay, we've got the shade, we've got the solid roof, we've got ceiling fans spaced about every 8 feet apart. They're rated outdoors. They're real wood blades. Now I want to gain the next level of comfort, and we're going to go to exactly what you just mentioned, the evap cooler.
Yeah, those evap coolers, you know, they've kind of fallen out of favor as far as your house goes. It's just with our modern air conditioning systems, they just don't make as much sense as they used to. And, you know, you're dealing with that real humid air that you're pumping into your house, and it's just
rich with pollen.
Mm-hmm. There's better ways to do it now. But your back patio is a great place for an evaporative cooler. You get one set down on one end of your patio. Point it down to where, you know, everyone's going to be hanging out around the table and eating and everything else. And with those shades you've got down and some fans going, I mean, gosh, you can be
very comfortable.
Oh yeah, it's can be 110 outside that patio, and it definitely is not underneath and in front of that evap.
Yeah. So the evap cooler, we feel, is probably one of the best ways to cool down your back patio. If you have it, the area contained a little bit, and these roll-down shades give you just enough static pressure that you can cool that enclosed area off, and it'll retain it to some degree. If you have no shades, you lose the cooling effect pretty quick the minute you move outside the direct directional air of the evap cooler. But the roll-around evap coolers work very, very well. And so you're asking me about misting systems. Well, we've done a lot of misting systems, and there are some pluses and some minuses about them that I want to cover. But at the point that evap cooler on the back patio needs a little extra help to cool it off another 10 degrees, open the back of it and throw 15 pounds of ice and let that ice-cold water go over the pads.
Super cooling.
That's what I'm talking about. We're about ready to get comfortable right now.